all animals, except man, know that their principal business is to be happy. All animals, except man, know that their principal business is to be happy. If we knew that our principal business in all of living is to be happy, then we would stop making such a mess out of living. We'd stop making such a fuss out of living that we have to do this and we have to do that. We have to make a living, and animals just go about enjoying themselves happily, joyfully. All creatures on earth do what comes naturally. And there's an old song, doing what comes naturally. When we live our life filled with the joy that is within us, the peace that is within us, the love that is within us, we will stop striving to accomplish something that is going to change from moment to moment and from day to day. Just to be ourselves and have fun is the ultimate motive of all living. It's the purpose. The flower's purpose is to grow and blossom and shine forth its love and give out its nectar to the other birds and to the bees and to the creatures around it. Yes, a dog, its nature is to be loved. Its nature is to be loved. Oh yes, there was a time in man's history when dogs had to come in and show humanity that they were nice creatures, and then humanity endorsed them, and with the cats the same way. But the cats were always just loving themselves. I go into the publishing room, and I see Sammy lying there on the floor. And I reach down to pick him up, and I cuddle him in my arms. And he just purrs and purrs and purrs and says, yes, that's what life's all about, to be happy, to enjoy it. And I enjoy it. And then after I put him down, he lays on the floor right in front of my feet, curling around, wanting me to pet him some more, wanting me to give him some more attention, some more love. We are just like that. We are just like the animals. We would love to be loved. We would love to have attention. We would love to have all the world say, ah, yes, I love you, I love you, I love you. You're wonderful. And that's evident when we watch a sports event and we watch Tiger Woods or we watch Federer and we watch them playing their games. And we joy in seeing them succeed. We know they're going to succeed because they're good players, because they enjoy the game. Now, anyone who goes out and plays golf and doesn't enjoy the game forgets what the game is all about. It's to be enjoyed, to be delighted, to titillate the brains and say, yes, this is wonderful. Yes, this is fantastic. Yes, all in life is glorious and good. Yes, that's who we are. We are wonderful. Yes. And when we say that to ourselves, what are we saying to ourselves? What are we saying to ourselves? We're saying, this is a glorious life that we're living. This is a glorious world that we're in. This is a glorious, wonderful, happy, enjoyable experience. Now, we don't teach courses in school on enjoyment, but animals are taught as they're growing up in their family that they're to enjoy each other. Oh, they cuff each other and they roll and they play and they do different things. We say prepare them to be out in the wild, but no, it prepares them to be with themselves and with their family, and with their joy, and with their peace, and with their love. They do these things out of the great joy of their hearts, the naturalness of their being, the naturalness of who they are. A lot of creatures in their naturalness do things that are most unusual. And we think, hey, that's certainly not something that I'm doing. But yes, everything that any creature does, that any animal, that any bird, that any dog, that any creature does, we are doing in a certain measure. We may not have it as strongly as they do, but we do it in a certain measure. And when we do things, we just do it to enjoy ourselves. to be happy. Now, a little child still has that happiness within it. A little child still has that joy, that peace, that goodness within it, because it just loves to play with itself. It just loves to be with itself. It just loves to bill and coo. It just loves to be happy. And when a child is not happy, it's because it's something bothering him. But if you left a child alone and no diapers or anything, and he had to defecate, he would do so without any problem at all. And then he'd roll away from it, and he'd be out of it. They say they teach animals not to defecate in their nest, in their cage. And why? Because it's just natural that whatever isn't needed in the body anymore is released and removed, and they keep their house clean. They keep their world happy to enjoy it. You keep your house happy to enjoy it. You have certain rules in your family, and those rules are so that you could enjoy it, so that you can enjoy one another, so that you can be at peace with one another, so that you just delight and be happy with everything that one another is doing. Our purpose in life is to enjoy it. Animals know it, but man sometimes forgets it. We sometimes forget that if we are not enjoying life, we're not getting the best out of it. Oh, we work in the fields, we work in the offices, we do things that we think are necessary to earn a living, but if we're enjoying it, then that's wonderful. But any time you're not enjoying what you're doing, look at yourself. It's not what you're doing that makes a difference. It's what you think about it. It's what your attitude is about what you're doing. Is your attitude about what you're doing an enjoyable attitude? Do you say, I like this, this is wonderful, this is fantastic? Or do you say, oh, this is ugly, this is no fun at all. Where is the fun in this? Where is the fun in this? And then you go looking for the fun. But you look within yourself for the fun. You look within yourself for the joy. You look within yourself for the peace, because that's where it is. And it's going to be nowhere else. It's going to be nowhere else in your world save in yourself. And that's what it's all about. So when you can say that's what it's all about, when you can say that's who you are, then you've got it made. Then you've got it truly made. And when you got it made, then everything is in divine order. Are you ready for that? Are you ready for a life of divine order, a life of peace, a life of harmony, a life of love, a life of joy, a life of magic? Then it is a life of enjoyment. Ask yourself every morning when you get up, is this a day I'm going to make happier and more enjoyable than ever before? Is this a day that I'm going to be myself and have fun and do things that just delight me in every wonderful, positive way? Is this a day that is going to turn my life into happiness? And if I can say yes, then I have made that day into something very beautiful. I've made that day into something very wonderful. I made that day into a day of joy and peace and harmony. And it's something I have done. It's something you do. When we have a happy world, we're not wanting other people's property. We're not wanting other people's possessions. We're not wanting anything. We have everything within ourselves. And when I have a happy day, I am a happy being. So today I say, I am a happy being. Today I say, I enjoy life. I enjoy everything I do. My purpose in living is to enjoy everything that I experience. And this day I enjoy everything that I experience because I name it and claim it and call it good and very good. I call it joyful and very joyful. I call it love. I call it magic. I call it me. And I'm the happiest guy that ever could be. Join me and be the happiest being that ever could be, and that's you. Know that I see you, whole and perfect, enjoying every aspect of your life. Wonderful, fantastic, and magical. And know, too, that with all my heart and soul, as I love myself, I love you. I love you. I love you.